I don't want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food, café con leche. To me, each day begins the same way. It's want mixed with laziness, which strikes me as why a café con leche is so perfect. The want is the café. It is strong, primal, dark, and concentrated. The lazy is the leche, the milk, relaxing, passive, pure white, and life-giving. In the right ratio, you can find the way to enter the day and go forth. I have many memories of having café con leches in the little laundromats and sandwich shops of Key West. We made our own in our cozy rented homes as well, but I soon discovered there was a social aspect to having a con leche amongst strangers that heightened my appreciation for this blood-stirring and delicious beverage. The first place I remember having one was at the original Pepe's in Key West. I just ordered coffee expecting the Java of my days in Illinois. Pepe's was a real shrimper's joint back then, and neither the staff nor the customers were the types to indulge an early morning quiz on why this coffee tasted so different than I expected. First off, I noted, the milk in it tasted odd to me. I ultimately realized that a number of the places still made their café con leches with tinned milk due to the very little fresh milk being available in the old days on the island, especially after the Depression and the hurricane of 1935. People got used to it that way and preferred it, even though fresh was now available. Also, the coffee was very sweet. When I finally asked why, I was given the counsel, because the sugar is sweeter in Cuba than it is here. Now that really rocked me. I thought sugar was sugar, like salt is salt. Now I know. The deep secret of a properly made café con leche is the sugar. Think about it. When you get coffee in most American places, the sugar, if even used, is offered after the coffee is made, on the side. To a Cuban, that's an insult. The sugar must go in with the just expressed coffee to caramelize the sugar on contact. That is the fusion moment, the magic kiss. When we were writing our latest cookbook, My Key West Kitchen, my son and co-author on this one, Justin, said, "Dad, we have to put in a recipe for a café con leche." I said, "Really? Don't you think folks will think we are being a bit simplistic?" But damn, he was right. I had to concede. Making a sugar coffee paste with a small steel pitcher and an espresso spoon combined with the first drops of espresso by stirring rapido is key. I love his words for it, so listen to what he advises. You should hear a swooshing clackety-clack sound as the spoon whips the cremita into an emulsion of coffee oils and sugar. With practice, you will recognize good cremita technique by this sound. Cooking by sound. I've used that notion in my cooking classes as well. But clackety-clack? Well, that is just genius. My son! Oscar Hijuelos wrote in his book, Our House in the Last World, "Who knows what caused the original love? Was it the taste of the tongue that had been sipping a creamy café con leche? Coffee isn't just coffee when it's a café con leche. It's the first kiss of the day. Enjoy the moment." I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.